Greetings in Jesus' name on this eighth day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. Here we are at the end of another broadcasting week. Last week we were shouting the victory and thank God free to worship and having a wonderful time there in Share-a-thon 2024. And this week we're back at it, just daily in the work of the ministry, preaching, teaching, soul winning, evangelizing. And what a joy it is to see our local church here be so active in getting the gospel out. Last week, our church was able to touch almost 500 people with tracts and personal witnesses. And it was a joy on Wednesday night to be able to get together and to be able to simply respond or hear people respond to the great call of evangelism. And we took about 5 minutes and added up all the counts, and we were right at 500 personal witnesses and gospel pieces of literature that went out in our area. We're starting that back up. We're doing it every week and encouraging everybody to be a gospel witness and get the gospel out to the regions beyond. I'm headed down to preach chapel in just a few moments. And then after chapel, I'll be getting in a Cirrus airplane, an SR-22, headed down to pick up 25 military wool blankets in Connecticut for our drama. We've got a huge drama, Christmas and Easter we're going to be doing this, but the Easter drama coming up, and we're preparing to put those over our bleachers to dampen the sound, and that's in tap today, and all kinds of things in the work of the ministry. These are great days, wonderful days, as we continue to trust the Lord for His great blessings upon all of these different ministries. Mark chapter 16. And verse number 15 in your Bible. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is our command. This is our commission. This is the cry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. First of all, I want to thank God today that somebody came by my way. Hallelujah. Preached the gospel to me and told me about the wonderful love of God. So much love that the Bible says God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, what love that Jesus Christ would die in our place. And I thank God today that somebody come by and told my mom and my dad about the love of God. And then after they heard about the love of God, they got saved. Got into an old-time Bible preaching Baptist church. After they got saved, they raised me in that church, and I heard the good news of the gospel. My sister heard it. I heard it. And thank God I got saved. And God changed my life, and He put my family together, allowed me to be able to meet a wonderful lady, a beautiful lady, out of the mountains of North Carolina. And we fell in love one with another. And we were able, out of that love relationship, to see Elizabeth born, and Benjamin born, and Cherith born, and Abigail born. And thank God all four of them discovered the love of God and the gospel of Christ. And they got saved. And as a result of them getting saved, they began to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it just happens to be that right now, we're all serving together in the work of God. And how wonderful is this, that the God of heaven would allow us all to serve together here in the great state of Maine. And the gospel is powerful. And now, because the gospel has impacted my mother and father, and the gospel has impacted their children, and now the gospel has impacted their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, the God of heaven is continuing to see this gospel advance. And isn't it amazing that God's plan always works? He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every single one. I wish I could tell you a story. I was witnessing yesterday at the Y. I was finishing up my swimming. I looked at a guy and I said, how you doing today? He said, who, you talking to me? I said, yes, you. And he said, good. And I said, tell me what you know about Jesus. And he said, I don't really know anything. And I started witnessing to him, and I said, what's your name? He said, my name's Kyle Regal. And he said to me, what's your name? And I said, my name's Pastor Todd Bell. And he said, hold on a minute, repeat that. I said, Pastor Todd Bell. He said, this is interesting. Something is going on. I just went to my mother's funeral in Huntsville, Alabama. And there was a man in Huntsville, Alabama, by the name of Steve Swanky that was preaching a funeral. And he said, when you go back to Maine, you need to find Pastor Todd Bell. He'll help you. And oh, my God arranged that. And I was able to preach the gospel to him. He didn't get saved yesterday, but I believe he'll come to church on Sunday. And I believe he's going to get saved. Only the Lord could put these things together. We might as well just cut a time here and just say hallelujah. We're going to shout a little while and give God the glory. Isn't that an amazing story about how God put all of that together? And I appreciate the goodness and the grace of our Lord. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on Monday.